5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a very exciting day because after Gemini, a year and 2 months,
it felt like 4 score and 7 years ago,
we are podcasting together in the same room.
We're looking at each other's eyeballs.
We're looking at each other. We are not on video, which is a nice, you know, that's my first thought is I don't have to shower.
Well, and so when I came in, she was like, oh, God, you look terrible today. You look like you're 21. And I kind of, you really look so video. I know. I'll snap a couple
photos.
What
the hell are you talking about?
You really do. I was going to ask you what you're doing with your skin.
You know what? I'm in vodka. All honesty, no. Yes, what? Vodka. Because of my very Eastern European roots, I do think that SkinCeuticals is pretty great.
Yeah,
I've been using it the right way, and I've also been drinking a gob ton of water because let's get into it, you guys. I've been really constipated,
but she never breaks out, you guys.
Yeah, but you know what? If this isn't something to hook you into our podcast, then I don't know what is. But thanks for coming.
There'll be more sexy coming your way because we are going to talk today about something I had to kind of actually look up.
Well, let's, before we get into your sex trials.
No. Oh, God, I wish.
Let's talk about where they can find us, what's all that good stuff.
We still have all that business to do. Because you guys, okay, we're on the Instagram. We're on the Facebook.
We're on the Twitter. We are, Kristen is on the TikTok, but as a voyeur, not as a participant.
She's doing extensive research on TikTok.
Yep. So there's so many hot guys on TikTok.
Yeah, we're not really doing much on there, but you know what? Follow us anyways.
Yeah, follow us anyway. Eventually
one day
we're going to
come real strong
on TikTok. When somebody creates something other than TikTok, we'll be doing TikTok dances for the first time because that's how we follow trends.
That's right. We don't stretch enough to just bust into a TikTok.
A whole nother platform.
But that's a nice lead in because I do feel like TikTok is largely trafficked by the tweens.
Well, tween is very young. It shouldn't be, but it absolutely is.
Sure
it absolutely is. Yes, I believe I'm in the tween of it all and you're in the pre-tween of it all with our sons.
Well, so my son's he's a pre-tween, and this is where my R's that I have trouble saying really hits me because I keep saying pre-tween.
Pre-tween?
Yeah, but he's a pre-tween?
Yeah.
He's not one yet.
You know, there's this thing that moms do, and sometimes I love it, and sometimes I'm always like, oh man, is it going to be like that, or can we change, as Gwyneth Paltrow would say, can we change the narrative? Go Goop. But like, you know, like there's always like your aunts and stuff that are like, wait till they get to be teenagers or wait until they're in middle school, then shit hits the fan. And I'm like, oh man, I hope it's not like that. And everyone was like, oh man, you're about ready for those tween years. I'm like, what the hell? Wait, what? What are those? I know that middle school's terrible. I know high school's not great. We pay for college. That's a real kick in the ass. But I want to know, like, tween, I'm not prepared. And let me tell you something. It's like they said it and the veil lifted and I'm in the shit. And you know I am because you have seen it.
They jinxed you.
They jinxed me.
But I think when people say it to you, because I've been there, like they've said it to me too, about my kids aren't there yet. Kristen's are just like.
Oh, Finn is in the.
Yeah. But they say it like this. If they're in it with their own tweens, they're like this.
Wait
until, but if they have like teenagers, if they have college students, they're like,
Yeah. Good times.
Wait until they're tweens. Yep.
Wait until they're tweens. And that's exactly what's happening. All of a sudden, my son, and you know what? Like, again, this year's been really hard. And I'm always like, that would suck if you're in fourth grade when like social dynamics are so important that your peer group is your parents. Yes. That would be the worst.
Are you kidding me? Like, I just picture at the age I am right now, if I were living with my mom, it would be that movie Knives Out. You know, it would be it would be such murder. And these less developed human beings having to deal with their parents
with
is not
parents,
fair.
It isn't. And they're trying. So, you know, they're all trying to like draw a line in the sand. They're testing out their comedy. They're testing out sarcasm. Oh,
their faces,
the eye rolls. And not only the eye rolls, the like, I'm going to make my eyes big. Like, I think you just heard what I said. I'm like, I'm going to knock you into Tuesday, sir.
Oh.
I cannot tell you. He can light my fire so fast. And it's just every step of the way is what we call pushback. I go, like I said to him at the, this is a random, on Easter, we have a piano that he's a very good piano player.
He's great.
And there is, it's an electric piano. There happens to be a bullet sound, like a gun firing bullet sound.
Oh,
when
that's
you press it,
what
it goes,
that was. Yeah.
And I go, Finn, I took him into the other room. I said, Finn, I don't want you to do that thing where someone acts like they're pointing a gun at you. You press the button and it sounds like you're getting shot. It's Easter. Please don't do it.
It's
there's
not the
little 80s. Kids.
We don't do that anymore.
We're not doing that. Like, you know, if we were with our kin in Nebraska, we'd probably go out and hunt something, but I'm just saying we're not there. And so he comes out and I go, just please don't do that. Okay. Goes right out and does it. Literally like as though my voice is a minor suggestion. I'm so insignificant in his life choices right now that I'm like, were we not just literally 4 milliseconds ago when I said don't do that because there's littles around? I didn't want you to scare him. But it's really funny. I was just going to do it my way. And I was like, go in your room. Go in your room. It's all I say anymore.
I really feel like I...
Go, 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 go.
Yes, exactly. Is the thing that was really driving me crazy right now is like when they're walking away you're like... I'm still speaking to you. Yeah. I don't understand where you're...
Oh, they're like on their... I'm like, I'm sorry. Am I getting in your way as you walk to the room to which I have purchased everything inside of it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Enjoy your stay here.
At the life I have provided
for you, hotel. I am simply your concierge.
I know. That is the thing. They are at the age, too, as they get older. I feel like we should say... If you have very littles at home, the tween age, I had to look it up, what the exact definition is. It's between age 9 and 12, technically.
Oh, that makes perfect sense, because I saw the real stink come on about 8 months ago.
That's what I was going to say. Is it hormonal, you think?
I think it's hormonal. Here's how I look at it. I think Finn is like... Or tweens in general are like little tiny like Rocky Balboas without muscles. And what they need is just that mean trainer who like has the garbly voice. Like, wait, get in there.
Well,
the
they
ring,
don't
Rocky.
Enunciate well. I can never tell what my
That's
kids
what I'm
are
saying.
Talking
they,
about.
None of them
I'm
are like talking.
Turn and look at me when you speak. I
exactly.
have not a clue.
So I think they just need their trainer, which is us, to make them respond. And like, we're going to mold them into the people they need to be. But I had no idea that that would mean literally every exchange we have. I by the end of the night, I should look like I'm a supermodel with my jawline. I can't let go. I've developed TMJ and not for doing anything fun. That's literally, I have a diagnosis of TMJ.
TMJ, it's a tween mandible.
Yeah, they're like, you got a tween? And I'm like, God, yes. Like, I can't I cannot relax my face.
So the tricky part with my son right now is there are things he does know that I don't know. Like,
I will never admit that. Never.
The stuff that he knows and what is very problematic for him and his existence is the stuff that he knows and I don't is meaningless. It will not keep him alive. It is just about like odds and ends about like pop culture and stuff like that.
Right.
Which I appreciate. But he would forget to eat. Like, he talks down to me and I cut the crust off of his cinnamon toast today.
That is what I'm saying. My son told me he doesn't want me to sing You Are My Sunshine at night anymore because he's too old for it. He's a man now.
Oh,
and I said, sir, you wore a shirt all day that had puff paint on it that you put on. You literally wore a shirt with puff paint. Until that day ends, you're going to listen to me sing. And then I'm singing like this. You are my sunshine, yeah. My only. And he's like, Mom.
That's right. That's right. That's right, child. You take that toxic. You take your toxic masculinity and go make mommy some pot holders or make another craft. Crochet me some slippers.
How dare you tell me you're a man and you're wearing your own crafted shirt.
Amazing. He gets really mad.
Yeah.
And instead of like punching something, he makes like one of those crosses out of the yarn woven.
I'm gonna outline my bubble letters very clearly.
Mom, if you need me, I'm gonna be doing some pretty punching.
Yeah, I'm gonna be using your Cricut.
I mean, that's what it is. It is like between worlds.
They're between worlds.
Yeah.
And I think they're like, he's trying stuff out. And here's the thing. I was a teacher for a long time. So you had to take all these psychology classes. I've been around kids my whole life. Like, I was also like in therapy as a kid because I was ADHD. So I'm trying to do this, like, be aware, be careful, be kind. But then I'm like, I'm over this shit. Like, oh, yeah. I don't want him to talk to me like that. So now I just say those very stock phrases that all parents say that you don't want to think you're going to say. And it's like, because I told you to. Or knock it off.
Yeah.
Or like, why are you doing... Don't be lippy with me. That's when I know I'm real Midwesty is when I'm like, how dare you lip me? Don't lip at me.
Yeah.
You're real lippy, mouthy. Like, yeah. No, can't have it. I can't do it.
And there is that like... that difficult, you know, internal struggle. Like, there are moments where I don't pop my kids in the mouth, but when I was a kid, that is what happened when you got lippy and you were, like, prepared for
it. I honestly think that, like, and that's, oh, God, here we go.
I know.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. And my mom's going to be like, I told you, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. But we don't spank. We like to keep the threat alive. That's how we think of it, is, like, there is a threat. But Finn is now of the age where if you were to spank him, it would not be perceived as spanking. It would be perceived as hitting. So I do think it's different. I think it's different when they get... But I am not above sweeping the leg. I just think that we don't do that here. So they also in California, like, my husband's from Texas. We're from Nebraska. Like, in California, it's just a thing that kids are a lot more important. They're, like, kind of considered, like, equals at the table. And I don't know about you, but when we'd go to a barbecue, my parents are like, first of all, we were like, peace out, we don't want to be around you. And they were like, get out, we don't want to be around you. And like, the parents and the kids would separate and we never saw each other until somebody was like, okay, Kristen, we gotta go. But now we're like,
you come back with like 9,000 mosquito bites.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you were like, I just literally went to the
lost a tooth.
Yeah, like, I went out on Highway 2. It was fine.
I hitchhiked. A nice guy gave us a ride back.
We trespassed a little bit, stole some rhubarb. It was all fine. but we did used to steal this woman's rhubarb all the time. But you know what? I didn't know I was stealing if it was a crop.
We're going to get a real nasty email from
Mrs.
Rhubarb.
She was so nice. But I don't think she was going to get out and do it on her own, to be honest.
But so when we were kids, I think that's a really good point. I don't remember one good parenting, one a lot of like attention or focus. But I think because...
I'm not going to spit on my tongue.
But I do think that like... because. And the older you have kids, you just probably are a little bit more aware, maybe? Or you
I don't know.
Done all the, I don't know.
I don't think I'm doing anything right at this point.
I'm not saying I'm doing anything right, but I don't know if my parents did anything that was that wrong, but I'm going in the exact opposite direction just to be sure. So I could be way off. But it was like you were a baby, you were a kid, and then you were a teenager, and then you had to get the hell out.
Right.
Like,
then you start thinking
no
about
tween, pre-tween.
This tween thing is... But fourth and fifth grade, like, I knew... I've always said this. I knew fifth graders were kind of buttholes in general. Like, I think that's just... I'm just going to say it in the nicest way. Like, they don't like us. We don't like them. We're just trying to keep everybody, like, safe and sane and kind of happy. But, like, everybody's trying out being, like, rude.
Yeah.
And so I knew fifth grade... Like, fifth graders are always the one that's like, hey, let me show you boobs in a magazine. That's always a fifth grader. It's always a fifth grader.
Yeah.
But my son being a fourth grader, I thought I had a little more time. And it was like, it made me so sad because it was like all of a sudden, in a minute, we were talking to him in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, and finally, and I have to say this, I think those situations, you can feel really shameful about them. Like, you feel like, is my kid like... is he like not right in the head because he's being such a brat? But then you get around other 10-year-olds and you're like, nope, mine's fine. Everybody's doing the same thing.
Being annoying on par. Yep.
If you aren't annoying at 10, I think you're going to have a neck tattoo by 20.
I had this crazy thing happen in fifth grade, and I don't know if I've ever even told you about this. That is what an asshole fifth graders are.
Fifth graders are the worst.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, not to stereotype, but you're all assholes. Yeah. Just so you know.
We're all getting through it. We're all getting through
fifth grade. Maybe you got a summer birthday. Okay, sixth graders, you're an asshole.
Sixth grade isn't much better. It's just everybody's starting their periods.
But when I was in fifth grade, one of the boys who they get real ornery. Girls get really mean, I think. But he drew like a naughty picture on the bathroom wall and pointed that it was me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember like what the boy was, but it was like,
oh, gross.
It was like boobs and a wiener. And I remember being like, well, you think I actually, I
do like, those
know
are much bigger than I anticipated. So I feel like, what are those? That's a cleavage drawn on that person.
They were just like the round, but yeah, I didn't
they
actually
never draw them right. Cause they've never seen a pair in their life.
No. Maybe they did. Cause for like a free Cinemax weekend or whatever. But I remember that the teacher,
you know who they see? They see their mom and they're not dealing with that. Cause that's way too much to unpack.
They would be like triangles.
They're like, I don't want to draw my mom's. They make me feel sad.
These are like Grinch upside down Christmas trees. These are like
This is like something rolling off the side of a mountain. I don't understand. Like
body
whoa.
Designed by Seuss. Yeah. The teacher though, I remember like didn't want me to be embarrassed. So she like did all the boys' handwriting to see like
she did a handwriting analysis.
Bobby Mitchell, rest in peace, you queen. Yeah, she's like, you're not getting away with this nasty shit, you fifth grade boy.
It all
she did, she wrote them all down, and I remember feeling like they were talking about me, and I remember crying and saying like, why are you talking about me? And so she told me, she had my mom come and told me what it was, so I didn't. She thought like the truth is going to be less harmful than thinking that everybody's thinking a thing about me. But like, I didn't know that body parts existed really in the fifth grade. Like, it was so confusing for me.
Well, that's the video. We've talked about that before. That's when they took us into the room and they were like,
oh,
boys and their testicles and girls and their vaginas and periods.
You
and
stick a pad up there.
You know, my walk away was like,
tampons
I don't understand.
Don't have wings? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand why testicles turn colors. That's what I took away. And everybody will always write in. They'll be like, hey, I don't think that's true. And I was like, I'm telling you. I could tell you what I was wearing that day because the only information that burned into my brain was about how a guy's testicles changes colors. I couldn't tell you about my own uterus, but I could tell you that is the information was given to me. And so I think I had a fear of testicles for a very long time because I did not understand.
I just want like the first, like when you were in college or whatever, the first time you were naked with a boy, for you just like sit with your,
well, they are
chin
different.
In your hand and be like, just waiting. We'll see what color.
Are they like mood ring?
Green?
Yeah. What color do you have? Do you get to choose? Is it like upholstery? Like, I don't know. What is it? Are they like limes? What's it like down there?
That's amazing.
And, you know, listen. So I know Finn, like, I know there's a
girl. See, he's not that bad. He's not naughty like that. He's a good boy. But there are fifth graders like that boy.
No, I know. He's not. He doesn't know. Here's the truth. Because we've been in quarantine and things have been a little. He kind of like doesn't know that world exists. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. So like but he knows like he definitely has like crushes on girls. And he has a crush on this one girl in particular.
Heidi Klum.
Which he. Always.
Okay.
Always hosts.
Oh, but in addition.
No, this is a real, this is a girl that he goes to school with. And he goes, I'm only going to talk to dad about my love life. And I'm like, you know what? I'm sick and tired. I live for this stuff. He goes, you make too big of a deal out of everything. I go, you better believe it.
It's my job.
Have you been to a T-ball game? I want to say, Finn, I love you, but you are not Jose Canseco. Like, there is no way that you're getting up there. You didn't hit a double. You didn't hit a single. We watched you try to swing a bat and not run it backwards. But you know what I did? I cheered every single game because you make a big deal because you're the mom.
Yeah.
So let me have this. Like, tell me about that girl.
Yeah.
He's like, this is what I'm talking about. You freak out. But I'm working on things, you guys. I'm working on myself.
It's nothing you have to work on because part of, like, what you get excited about with their lives is seeing them experience, like, falling in love is the best, like, butterfly sort of feeling. Like, you don't want to be excluded from that.
He's not going to talk to me about it.
I've done everything
to lay the groundwork that I am to be trusted. I've called her twice and said that Finn is fantastic.
Okay. All right. That's Terry.
You can really access kids these days because they all have text messaging and their own, you know, email address. So I just went right to her directly. I was like, have your mom call me. We'll have cocktails. I'm kind of a big deal in the mom space. Do you like my kid? He's pretty cute. His hair smells terrible. I'm working on it.
It comes up on you quick. From what I understand, this is what I'm a little bit scared of because I really feel like we're dipping our toe into it. But I remember my friend Mandy, hi Mandy, telling me that she has two daughters and she and her husband are super tight with their daughters.
Yeah.
They still are.
And that's so darling. I think that's so great.
So great.
I like the other example too. Moms and sons and then daughters. Oh, and you know, totally. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. They're all really tight. But Mandy said the weirdest thing happened where, like, she dropped her daughter off, the oldest, at a dance on a Friday night. They were like, bye. Love you. We had, like, Wendy's together. And she was like, I don't want to go. I miss you guys. You're my boo. We're friends.
No,
fist pound.
No.
She got back in the car that night and wouldn't speak to him. She wouldn't make eye contact. She hated them. And it happened during the course of a 3-hour, like...
Somebody got to her. That's why you have to chaperone. You have to go there and you have to chaperone. Somebody took her to a sidebar and said, hey, I'm going to tell you the deal about your parents. Some a-hole fifth grader went to her and said, this is how you're supposed to treat your parents. That's why you have to chaperone the dances and you have to dance. Because then they won't have anybody wanting to talk to them in a sidebar.
Just if anybody's wondering, we'll do another podcast where I... try and change all these ideas.
I just want to be a part of his life. I take him to everything. I pay for everything. He should include me.
And does he not hug you? Because Dash doesn't want to hug
me. No, he does hug me because in his vulnerable moments, I'm still mommy. So like if he's sick or he's scared or he's sad, I'm his lady.
Yeah.
But in the rest of it, I'm not. So like it's literally like having a bad boyfriend where they're like mean to you and you're just like fine with it. You're I'll take whatever attention you'll give me.
I know. You just got to go along with it because you want so desperately like just to be a part of their life.
Yeah. And so I can see he's like right now what it felt like before is like I was watching him grow and I was sort of sitting next to him and it was kind of like, I don't know, being like on a chairlift or something and you're kind of looking at him and you're like, oh, this is really awesome. We're like kind of going up this mountain and I can see you changing and growing.
Yeah.
And now I feel like he's like on the chairlift in front of me acting like a jackhole wanting to like jump off them and I'm trying to get to him.
Yeah.
So like I'm always chasing him to like get, you know, discipline him or make sure he's safe. Or like even on Easter when he got, this is a new thing. It's not new, and it's also not a surprise. He's highly competitive, and he's athletic. That's a surprise for me. But he's athletic, and he's competitive.
Shocking. He's like 5'10", and muscle-bound. Why would he be at all athletic?
But he was being rude about it at Easter. He's playing too hard, and he was like doing this like dude thing. And I was like, buddy, I am stronger than you, and I'm in fitness classes right now. I'm going to try really hard to stay stronger than you. I do burpees because I want to take you down in a minute. But I told him, I said, hey, man, there's nothing to win here. You're literally one of the oldest kids. Just play soccer in a nice way. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man. It, like, he talks to me like that. I'm like, change are you a cast member of The Karate Kid?
That's the part I don't get about the cool stuff. The like eye rolls and stuff like that.
Like, how dare you?
I say to him, I go, for whose benefit are you doing this? Is there a hidden camera here that I don't know about? Because what do you think my response is going to be to you
ever
rolling your eyes?
Do you think I'm ever going to be like, I love that.
That's so funny. That's you a good know, bit.
You know what? That's a good bit. Oh, you should do it all
back
the time.
Backpocket that, man. That's going to get you a million places in life.
You know what? I have no experience in comedy, so I'm just going to say, what you're doing is crushing right now.
Delilah does that like wide eyes.
Because Delilah's learning from Dashiell. And guess what Eleanor's starting to do? Have a little tood.
Yeah.
Little Miss Tood. And her thing is folk tears, 5 seconds. And not only tears, she does, you know, what is it? The Meisner thing where you activate your physical response so you'll get the emotional response. So she'll go and then like pretty soon like she'll start generating tears, and I watch her. I'm literally like amazed. And she'll go from full bawling to then she realizes how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
So then she'll start laughing and then she'll be fine. In a matter of 6 seconds, we've gone through a kaleidoscope of emotional choices that I think Meryl Streep would be impressed by.
Yeah.
And I just am like holding her mac and cheese going, I just asked you to use a fork.
Yes.
Like, I don't understand.
Yes.
I'm on the outside looking in, man.
I think I told you how we went to the park and trying to be cool, mom, go to McDonald's.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden on this one day, not that we go there that much. It's not burnout, you guys. But my son liked chicken nuggets. And then was like, no, I don't like them anymore.
Yep, same.
And then he cycled to, I'm going to have a growth spurt. I'm going to eat 15 if that's okay.
And when they go through growth spurts, I don't know if it's the same for girls because Dashiell's your oldest and Finn's my oldest. He eats like, I'm like a short order cook. I'm like,
it's unbelievable.
He's like, I need a number one with 2 eggs over easy. I need 14 pieces of bacon. It through.
He'll go up to the fridge and he's like, what are you doing this ham shank? Are you going to cook that?
Yeah.
Or can I just gnaw into it?
Can I just gnaw until you're ready for it's like one of those people that go in and order food until their food order is ready. I'm not going to say one of those people. I'm going to say my husband. He used to, his plumper days.
Tell him about this. Be cool.
He's like, I just said, I knew I had this bad habit. I was like, what is it? And he's like, I'd order something to eat while my food order was being prepared. I go, yeah, dude, that's a really bad habit.
This bad habit. I'll take a whole pizza and I'll say, don't cut it. And then I'll roll it up like a burrito.
And you know what? That just sounded delicious.
Sounds so good. I know. Well, all of a sudden, Delilah is like, I don't like chicken nuggets. I'm like, okay, so you can get a burger. You don't want that. And I say, well, you don't get the prize. You don't get anything unless you eat the quote unquote, not good stuff, but like the
By
best
the way, we're
thing.
Asking to eat the most garbage version of
that's
that
said,
tastes
go,
delicious.
I am so cool because other moms won't even do this.
Yeah.
And by cool, I mean lazy.
Yeah,
that's
same.
What I mean. So,
same.
I made her eat a nugget, which she's had, I am telling you, 1,000 times before. And she has always had this ability to like make herself barf on.
She's incredible in that department.
It's
going to be a gift that comes in handy. I don't know where.
Sure.
But someday she's going to eat. I don't know if it's going to be like taking the MCAT and she like makes herself barf so she can
so
get more time.
Smart.
I don't know.
There's some YouTube guy that does that though. He can just like make himself
Well, let's
barf,
make
like,
sure
whenever.
That she doesn't end up the YouTube. But
you
probably
know
more money
it's not
than
hot,
a doctor.
Delilah. You're going to not want to do that one.
Yeah.
But anyways, she can do it. So I was like, we're at the park sitting there looking at all the kids playing. And I said, we don't go. I back up and we leave here if you don't eat your nuggets. So she eats two.
No.
Barfs them up.
God.
My son.
She's just proving a point.
Yeah. My son sees it and hears it. And she really like hams it up. Then he barfs.
Because he has no. It's the contagious thing.
Yeah. Because he's like. She makes this horrible retching
sound.
Yeah.
And it makes you gag too.
Yeah. And
my husband's like that.
Doesn't smell great to begin
my
with.
My brother put his knee in poop at a party one time when he was like 8. And he like insta barfed. And then 7 other kids barfed.
Oh,
it was at a barbecue.
Some people just have that like reflex where it's like you gag and it makes them throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he barfed and he's not a barfer whatsoever. And I was like, if you think I'm not going to make you eat the rest of those nuggets, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Eat them. She eats two more. She barfs again.
She's just going to do that forever.
I get
forever.
Dash out of the car.
Dashiell's like, can you spare me? I can't. Mom, like, I'm trying to eat the nuggets. I can't keep them down.
Yeah, I don't know what my point was to that, but that really just sucked.
You know, the truth is like, it's all this stuff that you think you're not going to contend with that you, I feel like in what we do, where our whole point is to try to be honest and try to be like, transparent, it gets tricky as they get older because A, you want to like, you want to protect them because they're getting a little bit older. So you have more respect for their privacy. You're like, hey man, 5 and under, I can post anything I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I looked at the post and I was like, oh my God, I post so much more about Eleanor than I do about Finn. And I felt terrible about that. And then I went through and looked at my pictures and I was like, yep, I went to go take a picture and he showed me his butt. Yeah. Nope, this one, he pulled down his pants, showed me his wiener. This one, he was talking about farting the whole time. This one, yeah. You know, he said something that makes him sound like a brat. Like, I don't have the access to content because his content is terrible.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? I would use it if I had it.
I was worried, too, because when our The Meanest of Meanies, our book came out, I'm going to buy it. I'm just going to drop that in there.
Yeah.
When it came out, we were on Good Morning America. And so, what?
Oh, yeah. You sent me the video. You sent me the video and I could hear Dashiell in the background.
He was so embarrassed.
You can't win with children.
No. And I said, wait, what are you embarrassed by? Because I say, you know, mommy always tries to like make a joke about that she's not doing the best job.
Yeah.
That she, you know, not yeah. that you are doing something wrong or something that's embarrassing. Although,
you know what?
There's a mountain of material.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Complain yeah. to me when you don't have a student loan, sir.
But I was really worried that, like, I had embarrassed him because I know that he's getting to the age where, like, you get embarrassed about stuff.
You know what? We created... I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Yep. You know what I say to... If my son were to say that to me, which he hasn't said, he's so funny. He just thinks that what we do is, like, not spectacular. He's like, but you're not Dude Perfect, or you're not like this Jay Play guy. I don't even know the other guys.
Yeah.
Like, he starts talking to me about it, and I'm like, just keep a nice, like, fake, like, you're listening look and soft focus and think about TikTok, because he'll talk to me about these YouTubers he's watching, and I'm like, or a meme. He describes memes.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
gosh.
Do you want to know what the unfunniest thing is? Is when somebody tells you why a joke is funny, or if someone's describing a meme. Both of those things are my son's comedic wheelhouse right now. Literally, I'm like at the worst like open mic you've ever been at. You're like, and when you're like, when you're there because somebody at your workplace is doing like their first stand up, and you're like, oh God, I can only fake laugh for so many hours. That's where I'm at right now.
Although I really do love that meme with the fish that has like a big bite out of its head. It's like Mondays, man. So, I mean, that
you're literally traveling the road. Wait, let me give you my face.
Oh, that hurt.
I like memes too, but they're all from The Office, and I use the same three all the time.
Yeah,
because that's who I am. But my son doesn't think what we do is spectacular. He just doesn't think about it, so he doesn't know to be embarrassed. And if he was embarrassed, I'd be like, you know what, buddy, go write a book, go write a children's book, start a brand, work 1,000 hours a week, provide for your family, and then complain to me.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You got it pretty good because of the work that we get to do. So
yeah.
Go in your room, sir, and
I know.
Play on your iPad that
literally,
was $600.
They won't get that.
They won't get it.
Until they're us. Till they're
yeah, until they have children. Yeah.
And then they'll realize like, I'm going to do a podcast about what a douche
I
was.
And by the way, I say to him, get on, do a podcast, man. Talk about us. Make it funny. Get followers. I'll help you do marketing.
Yeah.
I will literally help you develop the brand. You know what I'd love nothing more? Tour. Go tour. I'll take 30%. It will be the smartest thing I've ever done.
I'll be your business manager.
I will literally be your business manager.
You're going to cry when you do that math, buddy.
Yeah. You're gonna be so mad what I take from you. And you know what? That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
So, cheers to us,
cheers.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
We're not out of the tweens. We just started. So this will probably be 17-part series.
By the way, we're saying this to each other because we don't have the balls to say it to our kid.
I just don't want to say it so loud that my neighbor gives me any more shit, where he's like, boy, I can sure hear your mom voice.
Oh.
I'm like, you know what? I got a tween in the house and it's been quarantine.
Well, you want to hear it up close? Then mind your own business, buddy. Back up my lawn, man.
Remember when he was like, you know, I am a marriage counselor. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, man.
I have to say, instead of marriage counseling right now, my husband and I are doing a weekly golf, and that has been like the best thing for us. Because what I was going to say before is that we are very like lockstep when it comes to Finn. We're both like, you know, going into a room going, is he doing this to you? Like, what do we do?
Yeah,
instead of it being like, good. You're parenting wrong.
Yeah.
Which is what I normally do.
You get that like solidified front.
Yeah, we're definitely being a unified front as opposed to two people. I just think that would be really hard. If you had two different parenting ideas, that would be hard. Because the one thing that Colin and I do have is we are equal in that.
That's
you know?
Great.
But everything else, and I'm a better golfer, it's fine.
Well, I was going to say, you guys are coming over to my house on Friday. You should do the golf course by my place.
We are.
You are?
That's where we tee off, yeah. The Encino course.
Not that one. There's the...
That's the fancy one. You got to have a membership,
sister. I do not have a membership.
Yeah. If you have a membership, you know I would be asking you to get me in.
I tell you what, I swear, they have this huge fireworks show normally, and I think they built trees so you have to buy... tickets Smart. To get into it. I know. They had this plan 30 long years ago, you guys, but I'm on to
them. Nothing wants me to get in more than when you tell me I can't.
I did have this really, I saw a funny meme. I'm going to try and tell
Good
it
God.
To you. Come on, one
it's
thing.
Like I started, it's like I said, tell me about memes.
It's going to lead us into Mom Box, okay. though, so just follow along with me. Okay.
God.
So when we posted that meme from Easter, or not meme, video of me cycling
on the Peloton when you could barely touch your toes to the pedals.
Seat is high
and it hurts your chooch if you're too short.
Totally. Yep. It's like falling on my dad's bike
and
when I was a kid.
And you're wearing a skirt.
And I was
which
wearing
I shot
skirt.
That knowing that because
her legs are no joke, you guys. They're long. Yeah. They just go all the way to the ground. They're long. So then we posted it. And it was about how much I love potatoes and felt guilty. And this woman posted this like Facebook complaint thing you can fill out.
Oh.
No, it was so funny. Like you check a box as you're complaining to Facebook that says like, this is not me in this photo, or I am tagged in this photo and don't want to be or whatever. And she checked. I'm tagged in this photo and I don't want to be.
That's amazing.
So hard. I see myself in this photo and do not. I don't want it to be me or whatever.
That's amazing. You know, like somebody's like a major smartass when they're like, I'm going to tag you in this picture because I know you also love potatoes.
Yep. Yep.
So normally when we get a mom box, you know, I do enjoy the like funny ones that are really embarrassing. But this one was just so dang nice that like it really like touched my heart. And now I can't. Okay. So her name is.
I want you to know that is a place that is
hard to access. Thank you very much. My
you have
son
to
says the same thing,
drink
Jen.
Drink a potion that makes you really small and then you have this tiny key.
I had a martini and a half. I was feeling very vulnerable.
She's a very vulnerable person. But
no,
she,
I'm not. Stop. I'm not going to read this if you keep talking weird stuff, weirdo.
Oh, never mind. She's just pure badass. She really does chew coffee grounds for breakfast. So. That's true.
It's delightful. Her name is Perrin Robinson Makowski. I'm going to bet that's a Polish name, if I had to say.
So many consonants.
Being from the old state of Nebraska, and Stromsburg was very close to me, which is a Polish town. Polish days.
Yeah.
Almost got arrested for peeing in public. Don't worry about it. Okay. It says, I love you, ladies. You both got me through the tough years with my kiddos, who are now the same ages as your kiddos. A fishbowl-sized glass of wine in the tub every night, and y'all propped up on the edge, always made my day better, more bearable, and laughing till crying has its advantages. Years later, I'm typing this in the tub, still as it's my only hiding place, with my wine on the side, still laughing at your podcast. Thank you for being the best part of those kid years. Keep on doing what you're doing. Know you're appreciated and loved. Many cheers.
Oh my God. So nice.
Honestly, when your kid is being a real a-hole, you read this and you feel like life isn't so bad.
Yeah.
I wanted to wake up Finn at like 11:30 and be like, I'd like you to read this, sir.
Yeah. Tell me what that says.
Tell me what that says. Because you know who that's to? That's to me and Jen. And what have you done today?
Yeah.
Have you written a letter like this? She was literally, that's poetry in motion right there.
You know what he would do? He would roll his eyes.
He would roll his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, I wrote a comment to Dude Perfect that was exactly like that. And then I would cry.
Yeah.
I'd be like, how dare you? I live in the shadows. Okay, that is, so it was the nicest.
That's the sweetest. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You did.
I cannot say thank you enough. God love you for
that. Lifted our spirits. Yeah. I took a screenshot.
I do have
of
little
it.
Tears in my
I
eyes
know,
right
it's
now.
Really sweet. Now let's go to the hot flash, something fun and sexy.
Okay, so I had this idea in a moment of clarity. Let's say that.
Clarity is a good word.
Because my kids were watching Moana, and I was like, the Rock voices.
We can all just say it. Maui's hot.
He's hot.
And so is his voice, which is the Rock, who is also super hot.
Yes.
We can all say that we've had some tender nights alone thinking about Maui on Moana.
Can we say that we have spent some time scrolling through the Rock's Instagram?
I mean, yeah. Of course.
Also, but can I give you a little bit of advice, Mr. Rock, if I may say so?
What?
He's getting a little too big.
What do you mean? Muscly?
Muscly.
He's actually not. That's what you don't know. He's been losing weight. He's been trying to condense to play this like superhero thing. So he was really big before, but now he's so lean that his muscles look like they're like basketballs inside of his arms. He's actually trying to shed weight. So he is so ripped, but he's actually smaller in size. I know, Jen, because I look at everyone.
Okay, you've really done a detailed study.
And I'm, you know, I'm.
She did not finish her master's, but she is.
Nope, but I might know how to.
About the Rock's body.
CSI is going to call me and say, you can find anybody.
He's kind of like otherworldly. And he also is sweet and a good dad, which is like. He's like a good. And then
he's the guy to watch. I feel like he is. He knows how to talk to people. Like,
yeah.
When he's selling something, I never feel like, oh, here we go. I'm like, okay, I'll buy it. I bought one of those expensive overpriced shirts at Dick's Sporting Goods for Finn with the horns on it. I was like, it's the Rock's brand. I'm all in.
Oh, he has a clothing.
He has
line
all of
too?
It. He has a tequila that he drinks.
Yes, I knew that. I knew
and
that
looks like
love.
A lot of fun.
Here's my favorite thing about him, though, is so I've heard that he works out at Gold's Gym in Venice, which is like, you know, that's the one we've all heard of. Like,
yeah, no, it's the one I donated to monthly for many, many years.
Yeah. You know what? You didn't want to go there because it's got a real rotten mats. Like,
well, I did the spin classes and then I dated a guy in the spin class and then I slept with him and then I got weird and I couldn't go back.
I know. I get that. But I have heard from like multiple sources that when he's working out, and you know that's when you're like, I'm here, I got to get through this time, whatever. When he's there and working out, if somebody comes up to him, he stops and signs whatever, talks to them, takes the picture.
Like, yeah.
That's amazing.
You know why? Because he gets it. He's where he's at because of that love.
Yeah.
And like, I understand everybody has a, like, there are boundaries that need to be.
Sure.
But he, like, if you're at a gym and he's working out and a fan comes up to him, of course he should be gracious. And I think that's what's so lovely about him.
Yeah.
And I think he does so much good. I think I want him to run for president.
Because he's got to appreciate it.
He's got to appreciate it.
Because if you stop what you're doing to take the photo, because that doesn't happen in real life.
No.
You're not just like a grocery bagger and somebody's like, hey.
Hey, can I take a picture with you?
Yeah. Like, so somebody thinks you're exceptional. So to like acknowledge that is pretty amazing. And he's Hawaiian, and so is Jason Momoa. So I was wondering, can there be only one? Do they need to wrestle it out?
I think that would be the best plan.
Do they need to take their shirts off,
of
oil
course.
Down, and
I don't think that
like
they it would be safe for them to have loose clothing
on. Nope.
And I feel
let's
like...
let's do Speedos.
Let's just do Speedos, and I feel like we could just move the sectional out of my living room and put down mats and a lot... It'll all be for charity.
Let's do it for charity. That's what I was going to say.
We'll do it for charity.
Yeah.
We'll be the ring girls.
We can get some. I bet you we can get some.
We can get some ring girls.
We'll be the judges.
We'll be the judges.
If there's any illegal groin shots, we'll remove them.
We'll go rewatch the tape.
We'll go
just
ice
to make
everybody.
Sure. We'll ice everybody afterward.
That's so gross. That's not me at all.
What do you mean? I would go ice somebody's groin if they needed it.
That was such sincerity, you guys. She really wants to help out with a groin injury in a wrestling match.
I'm just saying, if The Rock and Jason Momoa got a pulled groin at the same time, I'd take one hand each and put it on their groins. I'd be like, you know what? At first,
thank God
first,
we're not
I'm
videoing this right now to show what you're doing with your hands on both sides of you.
I'm not. look, you're not going to put the ice on their wiener. That's going to feel terrible. But their groin, okay. That's going to feel nice.
Those were thighs in your hands, not wieners. I couldn't tell. Exactly what it was. Like, I need a clarification.
Jen, I had my hands open. If that's the case, then bravo. No.
I said no thank you.
Say no thank you, sir. That is not mine to handle.
Not my fetish.
You guys are...
You are well
so
done.
Right. At least I know how Kristen would give a two-hander.
So badly.
But she won't give a one-hander, so it doesn't matter.
I have a burn on my right hand from my oven.
A huge dirty Band-Aid from Parmesan cheese today. So
it's, so I'm not giving anybody.
So I don't know if it's the rock or Jason, but one of them's getting a little like a friction burn on their wiener if they get a.
I was putting. Icing work was icing their thighs. You butthole.
Okay.
Not grabbing their.
Sorry,
situation.
That was me. That's on me. That's on
that
me.
That is
sorry.
Too much work. I would have to. That my arms would hurt after that. I'm not doing that.
No kidding. Talk you know? About two like, a days. That's a lot of working out. And then you still have to go and greet your fans outside the gym, Kristen. That's too much.
I think we're done here.
I think so. I think we've podcasted. Right?
I think we've podcasted. Cheers, girl.
Cheers.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.